Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone with some very interesting guests today who will help you if you are or related to someone who is aging and coping with some of the natural conditions of aging. We're going to talk with our friend Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital with Doug Dunker as we discuss the effects of hearing loss on your balance. Also, after the news break for the link, our friend Pamela Krager will be here from Kindred Hospice. She has a speaking engagement coming up this week with the Senior Connection about grief and handling expectations. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments and even guests suggestions about Q&A. Send me an email to djphone, that's djphone, at kqna.com. Hey, I hope you'll join me this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Courthouse Plaza for the annual Courthouse Lighting Ceremony. I will be the MC along with former Prescott City Councilman and Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett. We're expecting a few thousand people down there, so it pays to get there early, spend some time downtown, and then maybe even partake of Charlotte Hall after the courthouse lighting ceremony. And we will have Jenny Peterson here on, I believe, Thursday, either Wednesday or Thursday, to talk about that exact event. And the Arizona Coyotes are back in action tonight. They will host the Wild at Minnesota. You can catch it all live at 6 p.m. on KQ&A-FM. And the Arizona Cardinals, as you know, they are suffering through a really tough season. They released three players yesterday, including two starters, and they put their kicker on injured reserve, so he's through for the season at age 43, probably through as a Cardinal, and they will play the Packers in Green Bay this Sunday. You can catch that on KQ&A. Stay tuned. I've got Karen Russell and Doug Dunker just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond, KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onion.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06. It's that time of year. It's holiday season. We're meeting with families and friends, and sometimes cold weather comes, and we have to watch the way we walk and stuff like that, which is a good idea anytime, actually. But since this part of the population in northern Arizona, we do skew just a bit older than most, and we are, I understand, Doug Dunker, a lot more susceptible to falls and balance issues and hearing loss, correct?
That's correct.
Let me turn your mic on here. Sorry about that. Okay, I think we're okay. Try it now.
How about now?
No, still not getting anything. Wonder why what's going on there. Doug, can you pull a microphone next to you over? Let me turn that one on. Let's try that.
How's that?
For some reason, you know what? I know I'm doing wrong. Now let's try it.
Okay.
Now we got you. Okay. Right. Professional broadcaster here, by the way. Let me remind everyone. Sorry, Doug Dunker from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. And my saying that just impressed Karen Russell very, very much. Right, Karen?
Yes, yes. You've gotten that down to a T. I'm impressed.
Well, after 3 years of practice, I finally got it. Doug, you recently made a presentation to the Arizona Fall Prevention Coalition. What were some of the things you talked about?
Well, we just talked about the prevalence of hearing loss and falling, people with some issues being able to maintain or stay on their feet, and some of the things that might be causing it, whether it's hearing loss or other conditions that they may have. So.
When someone has a balance issue, now a lot of us just attribute it to aging, but it could be several things, couldn't it?
It could be. Hearing loss is... can play a big important part of that. Obviously, the vestibular system is part of the...
The what?
The vestibular system.
Can we say that on radio?
I think we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
Yeah, the vestibular system is the three little circular canals inside the ear in a cochlea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So the inner ear, yeah.
And he said cochlea. Can we say that on the ear, too? We're getting pretty...
I don't know. That's,
we're getting
pretty
randy
might be a little
here.
Risky.
Now, physiologically speaking, Doug, what does the ear do to make us balance-centric?
Well, the little tubes, like I was talking about, they play an important role, but the hearing itself can actually give you some presence just a wherewithal to know where the walls are, how things sound and deflect off the wall. It makes a big difference as to how we put one foot in front of the other. But, there's other things that hearing loss, can cause brain shrinkage and atrophy, for Ooh. Example. We lose over a cubic centimeter of brain mass every year with a hearing loss.
Wow.
Those resources are actually responsible for sound and speech.
So how much effect does a hearing loss have on your speech?
Huge effect. I mean, if we mimic what we hear, typically we produce what we hear, and if mm-hmm. People are sounding like they're mumbling, for example, they tend to mumble back a little bit too.
I had I can't remember who it was on the show about a month ago. We were talking about how you ever see a photograph or a statue of an old style broadcaster back in the 20s and 30s, you'll see them cupping their hand over their ear and pulling the ear forward, because what they're doing is duplicating as close as possible exactly how you'll sound on the radio. Because when it comes to hearing, sometimes what you will hear from me isn't exactly the same thing what I'm hearing inside, right?
That is correct, yes.
So it's a fascinating study. I have to ask you, do people who are hearing impaired, do they also have balance issues?
Well, it's been proven through studies that people with hearing loss are up to three times more likely to suffer an injury from a fall. So putting that into the aging population, for example, at 65 and above, roughly one out of three people have a hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
So if that statistically speaking, that means about 60% of the people that do fall and have an injury will likely have a hearing loss. So over half the population is, you know, suffering from this. And unfortunately, it just gets overlooked. And, well, it's just age-related or something like that. And they go through rehab, get sent home, and statistically, they're quite more often, they're quite more likely to fall again. So it just keeps on perpetuating into injuries and recovery and more injuries. And, you know, so it's really not a good cycle.
Now, Karen will be very impressed that I know how to pronounce this word because I used to work in the funeral cemetery business and I got to know the coroner. Comorbidities, which would be different reasons for death, right?
Correct.
I'm getting good, aren't I, Karen?
You are. I'm impressed.
Now, you say that's also related to hearing loss. Might that be because you're just not able to react the way you used to, reflexes, things like this?
You bet. You know, there's a lot to be learned about the comorbidities and hearing loss. We really, I was talking to Karen a little bit earlier about the fact that, unfortunately, hearing loss has been such a benign, treated in such a benign attitude. Just hearing loss, it's part of getting older. Let's just ignore that. And, you know, so be it. It's just hearing loss. How bad can it be? But as time progressed, we are determining or finding a lot of comorbidities, such as diabetes, for example. People with diabetics are twice as likely to have hearing loss.
Interesting.
And, you know, even pre-diabetics are like 1.4 times more likely to have hearing loss. So hearing loss is also very much associated with depression. We kind of attribute that to the isolation that people are experiencing.
Exactly.
When people don't hear, they don't go out. They don't want to be around people because it's such a struggle. It's such a stressful, such a stressful condition for them. So stay home, be depressed, isolation. Well, guess what? A lot of people with isolation, they say that's number one for dementia.
Sure. Oh, wow.
And also fall risk. You know, the more you isolate yourself, that increases your risk of fall.
And you know, Doug, Karen and I have talked about this at previous interviews because she was a dancer for many years. The combination of balance and body strength, physical fitness, and your reflexes, they all come together to avoid accidents, don't they?
It does. It's one body, and we need to treat the body as a whole rather than just the individual parts. Too often we go chasing the symptoms rather than the underlying cause, and that's really where it's important to really understand these things.
And part of those reflexes is you have to hear what's going on around you. So that's one of the things that I, prior to hearing some of his facts about additional things with hearing loss and balance, is you don't know about your surroundings if you can't hear them. So are you hearing that car that's coming? Are you hearing the dog, the toddler? There's so many different things that we're getting environmental cues that with hearing loss, you don't get that. So that in itself is going to increase your risk of fall.
You know, on that point, several years ago, I was vacationing in Los Angeles, and I rented a Ford Mustang convertible for a couple of weeks, which was wonderful, by the way. And I noticed by having a convertible, driving through the condo canyons of Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, with that top down, you, for the first time, you could not only see with the mirrors, but you could hear all the traffic around you. And I was struck by how much of an improvement that made me as a driver, being able to hear so well everyone around me in heavy traffic.
Right. So that's going to help your reflexes.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're getting more cues from your sensory systems.
Exactly. Yeah. You can anticipate better, can't
exactly,
you?
Exactly. Yes.
Doug, let me ask you this. When it comes to people who finally acknowledge a hearing loss and it's time to be checked for a hearing aid, I'm betting it's more common for the spouse or significant other to send the patient out, right? The patients tend to be a little vain about this, do you think?
You know, I don't know if it's vanity. I'm sure that, you know, this is obviously a part of that too, but the lack of ability to understand how bad it's getting to be. I mean, no one can remember what they heard like exactly yesterday, nor can they even kind of compare it to a year ago or even 3 or 5 years ago. But from the day we're born, we start to lose some of our hearing, and it's such a slow and insidious process that we really don't ever notice a difference from day to day. If there was a difference, as much as a hearing loss may come or over time, the difference that we experience would be pretty devastating if we noticed it over a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's such a long period of time, we're talking decades, we really don't know that there's any problem there.
You could forget your baseline, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it's important for people to really come up with a baseline and see really where things are at. Because adding this hearing back, the spouse, as you talked about, would be delighted if the communication efforts were reduced, because it's very stressful whenever you become the hearing aid for the spouse or significant other.
And a lot of couples do play that role, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's so unfortunate for that person, because it's quite a role. They got to take care of their own problems and that of their loved one.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because back in the 90s, I had a full-time job working in a manufacturing plant, and the company was extremely protective of us. They not only had us wear hearing protection, of course, in the plant, but every year they would bring in the clinic on a bus to test our hearing. They would establish our baseline the very first week on the job, and they would measure our hearing results every year to make sure there was no significant loss.
Yes, that's very common.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting that in school, too.
Yeah.
When they were
I remember the little beep sound and stuff. Sure,
yeah.
Sure. We are talking with Doug Dunker and Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. More coming up with Doug and Karen in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Bundle up and come on out this Friday evening for the Prescott Valley Light Parade at 6 p.m. This year, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group is teaming up with a holiday giant. Spot the monster truck and tag us on Facebook for a chance to win sweet tickets to the toughest monster truck tour. Sponsored by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Courtesy Auto Sales, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Monster Truck Tour, and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Cardinals single-game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sack. Picked off by Peterson.
That is one bad bird!
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back at 220 with Doug Dunker and Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. We're talking about the links between hearing loss and balance. And since we're talking about hearing, Doug, a lot of us grew up seeing the commercials from Johnson & Johnson about the wonderful item called Q-tips. And I bet more than half the population still misuses them, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you, if we could get people to leave those darn things out of their ears. It's the ear is kind of a self-cleaning mechanism, and I'll tell you what, it works pretty good if we don't abuse it and plaster wax into our ear with Q-tips and shove it down into our ear canal.
Because that's all it does, doesn't it, basically?
Typically, yes. There's no hook or nothing to pull it out magically, and it's not going to stick to the end of that little cotton swab, so it's going to go down to the ear and eventually sit right on your eardrum. If we don't have an accident and do more damage to the ear.
Mm-hmm. You know, now tell us about your professional connection to this industry.
I'm a hearing aid provider. I work with A to Z Hearing, mm-hmm. Right in Prescott here on Highway 69. I've been doing this for about 20 years over the years, and kind of enjoy what I'm. Well, I really enjoy what I'm doing. But what got me into this is that I have a hearing loss myself. So we were talking about the grade school. We'd get our hearing tests, and I was either born with a hearing loss or developed one at a very young age, growing up on a farm. So in first grade, they were pulling me aside after everybody had their hearing tested, and they would say, "Hey, we need to do a little bit more with you." You know, and I went through the years. I learned what it's like to plug my ear up with Q-tips. I've been to the ear doctor going, "Hey, fix this. Am I going deaf? What's going on?" And I remember that feeling, too, as to how that made me feel when I was walking. And the disorientation I felt, and that was just with one ear.
Sure.
Could you imagine if it was two, how much difference that would make?
Ooh,
and,
wow.
And I think that's really what we're talking about here with the balance issues and how people can fall or, you know, get disoriented. It's not that, you know, maybe there's nothing wrong with the inner ear per se, but just in general, you just lose your wherewithal. You lose your ability to kind of distinguish and, you know.
Yeah, it's all your spatial orientation kind of gets off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you find that people are losing only certain ranges on the hearing?
Well, that's very common because the higher frequencies is what gives us most of the clarity.
Yeah.
So typically when people say it sounds like people are mumbling, that's because they hear the low frequencies, the O, U, A, D, B.
Mm-hmm.
But they're missing the higher frequencies, with which is the consonants and the clarity sounds, the S's, the F's, T-H's, and things like that. So words like knife and nice might sound exactly the same to people.
You know, I think both you and I are probably baby boomers. And I remember the first time, because we all grew up in an era of rock music, stuff like this, very loud concerts, headphones cranked to the max, the whole bit. And I'll never forget the first time I went to a concert and saw my hero on stage wearing earplugs. And I thought, wow, how uncool, but how smart. Musicians should be wearing ear protection on stage, shouldn't they?
Absolutely, yes. A lot of them are probably using ear monitors so that they can actually hear what's going on in real time, so it's not not a lot of feedback there.
Do you see a lot of people our age and older who grew up listening to loud music and now they're paying the price for it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, music, industrial noise, and those are the primary causes of hearing loss, but obviously age, you know, if we live long enough, we're all going to be hard of hearing.
It's just a matter of how long you live, true. You know, I remember seeing a football game a couple of years ago when Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl, and the crowd's, of course, going berserk. It's so loud, and he brings his family out, and his little baby, he had the headphones on the little baby to protect the ears. That's a caring father, isn't it?
Absolutely. They really know what it's like, and it's probably hit it with them personally, one way or another, family, and that. And when you see people suffering with hearing loss, it's very easy to appreciate the value of our sense of hearing and want to protect the young ones.
If someone contacts you at A to Z, correct?
Correct.
If someone contacts you for a very first appointment, walk me through that.
Oh, it's real easy. We have a wonderful staff there that's, you know, inviting, and we don't pressure anybody into anything. We do want to educate because, like you said about the baseline, it's so good to get that. The ability to come in and find out where they're hearing at and what's a hearing loss. What does a hearing loss sound like? I mean, people don't even know that they may be living with a hearing loss and how bright, and it helps take the confusion out of many conversations. So oftentimes people will think, I'm just not processing the way I should, and it's most likely because of the hearing loss, if there is one. But what we do is we do a quick little evaluation. We can take a look in their ears to see if there's earwax, see if the Q-tips have done a number there.
Sure.
We then do some pure tone testing, and we test across different frequencies to determine if there's a hearing loss in some frequencies and not others. And then we go over the results with the person, and you know, let them know that, hey, you know, here's something to maybe take a look at, or you know what, you're doing better than maybe better than you thought you were. You know, sometimes we get those people in there too, but it's really neat for them to discover, because otherwise, you know, the family's telling them again and again, but they can't believe it. They can't understand it, because, like we said earlier, is that they just have nothing to compare it to, because it's such a slow process.
So with you using state-of-the-art equipment plus your 20-plus years of professional experience, how do you feel about people going, oh, boy, someday soon we'll be able to buy hearing aids over-the-counter? Not quite a panacea, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I really look forward to those days, because, I mean, I think it's going to help people discover that, you know, hearing loss is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, people have kind of brushed it under the rug, like I say. They need to come up with a solution one way or another, whether it's over-the-counter, through our offices, or whatever the case is, because, frankly, the need is there. It keeps us healthier, happier, and wiser, I guess.
Yeah,
and it's the benefits of wearing hearing devices are so immense, and if they can prevent one fall, how incredible would that be?
Exactly.
And the broken hips or the you name it, that
a life altering moment is if you have a significant injury, you can go from independent to skilled nursing facility.
In the blink of an eye,
blink of an eye, one fall.
That's right. All it takes. Describe what happens when you have fitted someone for the very first time, someone who has a significant hearing loss, and now they can hear all the ranges. Describe their reaction.
Oh, they're usually blown away. It's such a hearing aids nowadays are so phenomenal. The clarity, most of the time, they wonder why they waited so darn long.
Yeah.
On average, it's been about 7 years from the time they discover they have a hearing loss. It's not when it begins, but when they discover that they have it, until they do something about it. And if we could shorten that period of time, we may, again, eliminate a fall. We may help the person get it in their ear earlier. Communication, the life-altering, I mean, it's just incredible. But typically their response is amazement at how clear and how wonderful things sound. And especially whenever you hook them to Bluetooth and they can start communicating with their cell phone or their TV, and they can hear that television like it's right in the middle of their head. And
those commercials are louder than ever, aren't they?
No, they're actually very, very stable there. And that's pretty amazing, too. But with the technology and the way they connect to the smartphones, smart devices,
sure.
Literally Dolby surround sound from the television right into your ears without any neck loops or anything like that. Mm-hmm. People are blown away.
And also with the holiday season being upon us, it gives you the opportunity when you have too many grandkids running around to turn the hearing aids down, doesn't it?
What a
nice way to kind of back out of the whole noise situation.
Yeah,
huh?
My grandfather was accused of doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to listen, off they went.
There they go. Yeah. Doug, how can people contact you if they have questions about hearing loss and balance?
Well, we're located on Highway 69 in the Frontier Village, A to Z Hearing. Our number is 928-227-2476.
And Karen Russell, how can people learn more about MVRRH?
You can give us a call at 928-759-8800. We also have our website, which is mvrrh.earnesthealth.com.
That is Karen Russell and Doug Dunker. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. It's time for local and state news and weather with Link, followed by a chat with Pamela Krager from Kindred Hospice. She also has a speaking engagement coming up with the Senior Connection this week. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott. Prescott Valley in Cottonwood and streaming live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
What are your favorite things about the holidays? I bet cleaning doesn't even make the list. Let Made to Order help you enjoy your free time to the fullest. No more making excuses to guests. When they tell you how clean your house is, tell them you called Made to Order. Or not, it can be our little secret. Made to Order has cleaned over 3,000 area homes. We're trustworthy, flexible, reliable, and guaranteed. Get a start on your holiday housework. Call Made to Order today at 899-8518 or online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Arshawa Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Minnesota Wild live Tuesday evening at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A 57-year-old woman is recovering after she got trapped in the Verde River. On Saturday afternoon at around 12:45, Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies responded to the incident near Thousand Trails Park just outside of Cottonwood. Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin describes how the woman got trapped.
The woman from out of state had been knocked off her kayak and managed to get her leg stuck under a rock.
Devlin says Verde Valley fire crews assisted Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies in the rescue effort.
Deputies were able to reach her in the waist-high water and keep her head above water while attempting to free her leg. The effort was unsuccessful due to her leg being trapped between two large submerged boulders.
A rope line was used to anchor the woman to keep her from floating further down the river. A Verde Valley paramedic entered the water and helped deputies pull the boulders away. Paramedics immediately treated her for hypothermic shock as she had been in the water for at least 25 minutes. While she was wearing a life jacket, she still had to struggle to keep her head above water due to the current. She was taken to a local hospital with a below normal body core temperature. Anyone who has lost a handgun in the Cottonwood area last month only has a few days left to claim it.
The handgun and holster were found in the parking lot of the Safeway store on Cottonwood Street at 1 p.m. on October 19th. Cottonwood police say any possible owner needs to provide proof of ownership and positive ID as to make, model, and serial number of the weapon in question. If no owner is identified by Saturday, the weapon will be turned over to the Guns for Trade program. To identify the guns, stop by the police department facility on South 6th Street or call 634-4246 for more information. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny tomorrow, and it looks like rain on Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 52 on Thursday. 37 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 66 and a high on Thursday of 61. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
It's the holiday season when we all take the time to reflect on the past year and all the things that we are thankful for. Hi, this is Jamie. I'm with Top Notch Property Management. We are thankful for our clients who have entrusted us with the management of their homes. We love the community that we serve, and they have welcomed us with open arms. We are excited for the new year and look forward to working with you. So enjoy the holidays with your friends and family, and know that we have you covered. From all of us here at Top Notch Property Management and Sales, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Gregory Scott inviting you to join us on KQ&A for our live broadcast of the 35th Annual Prescott Christmas Parade. Lindsay Draper and myself will be announcing the parade live. The Prescott Christmas Parade broadcast is sponsored in part by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, and the Monster Truck Tour, and Courtesy Auto Sales. It's the Prescott Christmas Parade live this Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of the Quad Cities, AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us Wednesday, December 19th at noon at the Prescott Public Library for our last WaterSmart drop-by-drop presentation. This has been a great year for water education. Please join us for a wrap-up of 2018 and a guest speaker from the Arizona Department of Water Resources. Together, we have learned how to become a WaterSmart community. Again, that's December 19th at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:37. Once again, always great to have a friend in the studio. Pamela Krager, we haven't seen you in a while, but you are going to be giving a chat later this week. What are you going to be talking about?
DJ, it's great to see you as well. It seems like it's been a long time.
It has been, yeah.
So later this week on Thursday at American Lutheran Church, I'm speaking for Senior Connections. And my talk is
Hello,
on,
Debbie.
Yeah, hello, Debbie. Managing grief and expectations during the holiday. And, you know, Kindred Hospice, you know, we deal with families who are going through grief and loss. And this talk is designed really not just about grief being a reaction to someone passing and reaction to death, but about reacting to the loss that people are going through while they're still living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times we see seniors who their loved one is having a change of abilities because of illness and decline. They're not in the golden years of their life like they thought they once were. Economics have changed. And so there's all kinds of different losses that can play into making the holidays a very, very stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holidays can be easy to navigate and can be hard to navigate, depending upon which end of the spectrum you're at. So this talk is really about helpful hints on how to find joy in the holiday, given the situation that you're in.
And, you know, as you get older, you mentioned the changing abilities related mm-hmm. to illness and decline and, of course, natural aging. As you know, because I mentioned early on, I used to work in the funeral cemetery industry, and I would deal with families who would talk about the final years of their loved one and how difficult it became for both the loved one and themselves to handle these changes, because all of a sudden you're not capable of doing the things you always did, and your family's impression of you may change, correct?
Absolutely, and that's kind of one of the things I talk about. I'm going to talk about on Thursday is being truthful with yourself and with others about what's going on and how you're feeling right now. You know, if you have a loved one who's having a hard time buttoning their shirt because of Parkinson's disease, or a loved one who doesn't recognize you or other people because of Alzheimer's, how do you still have a meaningful holiday?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about managing those expectations and finding a way to keep our loved one engaged and finding joy in the holiday, given the circumstances that you're in. You know, a lot of times we feel like we have to stick with holiday traditions that they're written in stone, but really they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to offer some helpful hints to help you find ways to change holiday traditions and maybe redefine them. For example, if you have a couple who have always gone out to a musical concert, and there's so many beautiful musical concerts in our community this time of year, but now it's hard for them to go out because of decline, why not buy a special CD or take a special Christmas CD, make some mulled cider, set time aside to listen to that CD and enjoy that beautiful music instead of eliminating music and concert from your world. Just mm-hmm. redefine it a little bit to take the pressure off of the big getting out to go to the concert. Simple little helpful hints like that to navigate the holidays to still find joy.
I had a taste of that when I was helping my father through his final several months. He had terminal cancer, and I don't know if the bigger adjustment had to be done by him or by us, because even just taking Dad around, we had to keep certain things in consideration. We had to be close to a restroom at all
Absolutely.
Times. We couldn't ask Dad to walk very far. If we wanted to go out to dinner like we always had, there were certain things Dad couldn't eat anymore. It was just such a change. So let me ask you this, because this is the holiday season coming up. When so many families get together, you may be seeing relatives you haven't seen in a while. How often do you hear from parents who have to have a little chat with the kids or grandkids saying, you're going to see grandpa or grandma today, and something happened to them several years ago or several months ago, maybe a stroke or a heart attack or dementia, whatever. How do you have that talk with the kids on what to expect?
I think it's a very valid talk to have and to set expectations, because it helps everyone to understand the situation that you're going into. And I also think it's important, even though physical changes may have taken place, to really realize that the loved one is still there, their heart is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen situations where a great-grandchild or a grandchild just crawls up in Grandpa's lap and doesn't care that his left arm or the right arm doesn't work. He's still connected with Grandpa mm-hmm. at his heart. And I think those are the moments that we look for.
Yeah.
To make the holiday special. And it's mm-hmm. not about what Grandpa used to do by going out and cutting the tree and decorating it. And, you know, it's really about those special moments,
mm-hmm.
you know. A little grandchild climbing up in Grandma's lap to share the Christmas book, the Christmas story, and reading the book, even though they may not know the words, reading the book
sure.
to them and sharing that moment. I think there's a lot of little things like that that make the holiday special.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in the holidays being absolutely perfect. You know, the Martha Stewart Christmas that
we've
all
seen. It's like watching the Hallmark Channel sometimes, isn't it?
It's like watching the Hallmark show.
Yeah.
And I think it's okay to say everything doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It just has to be what it is and have it unfold as it can be. You know, we have in hospice, obviously, we have clients that are facing end of life.
Sure.
And recently I was having a conversation with a client, and I asked her what her goals for herself were. And her goals were to see her great-grandchild be born and to participate in its life for whatever time she had left. Will her holidays be different this year because she has health issues? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But that moment they put that great-grandbaby in her arms, everything will be as it should be, and her joy will unfold as it should.
How difficult is it in a hospice situation to talk to a client who has been told by the doctor you only have a certain amount of time left? How tough is it to work with them to understand that and to take a whole new outlook on their remaining days?
Boy, talk about a tough question. Did Debbie give you that one?
No.
You know, those conversations are always important conversations to have.
Yeah.
And so many times families hear the word hospice and they believe hospice is just simply about dying. But really, hospice is about living and how we're going to live those final moments and how we're going to have peace and joy and reconciliation in those moments. And I'll tell you, nobody does it better than our chaplain group, our spiritual care group, and our social workers.
Mm-hmm.
They are so highly trained in that to help families find those precious, precious moments. You know, I'd like to think I have a little bit of that when I meet with a family, but really our team is the one who really digs deep into that. And the holiday is a hard time. A lot of people don't want to talk about the word hospice at the holiday.
Sure.
But you know what? If we can bring a patient home and let them be with their family for those final days or those final moments so they can say goodbye, then it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be afraid to have those conversations.
Tell us about Kindred Hospice.
Well, Kindred Hospice was originally Granite Mountain Home Care and Hospice that's been serving our community for over 13-plus years. Dr. Kevin Doyle is our medical director. He is also on the YRMC palliative care team. 3 years ago, we were purchased by Kindred Healthcare and asked to rebrand under the name Kindred Home Health and Kindred Hospice last year. So a lot of people think we're brand new in our community, but we've actually one of the original homegrown hospices in our community.
Mm-hmm. What kind of person does it take to spend many years working in a hospice situation?
Oh, I think it takes a really special person. You know, you're really in a sacred situation. There's a lot of families that struggle making that decision of, you know, how to get the help that they need when they need it. And if we can come in with our team, which includes a medical director, a nursing manager, social workers, spiritual support, volunteers, home health aides, to be able to care for that person, it can make a huge, huge difference from having no support to having the right support at the right time.
Mm-hmm. I used to hear, working in funerals and cemeteries, people would say, oh, that must be a depressing job. I'd say, no, not at all, because we're helping the families transition, you know, from the worst day in their lives to a new life. And I imagine, too, you get those same kinds of questions, and you also see the bright side of what you're doing, because you can see the value in the family, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people who move here in our community who their family is out of state, out of town. They've retired here, and they're alone. And so not that our team is to replace their family, but our team steps in and creates a situation where they feel loved and supported. And sometimes we can connect those families from out of state and out of town and get them to come in for those last moments of reconciliation and goodbyes. And it can be really quite a beautiful thing.
Since you work in a hospice situation, tell me your impression of how accurate Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was when she described the five stages: grief, acceptance, denial, anger, the whole bit.
I think she was pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I see those same five stages when it even comes to just loss of abilities and you know, a loved one. You know, none of us want to go through aging changes, but they are happening with or without our approval. And you know, we it's natural and normal to mourn something that you no longer can do, no longer can or can do because of health issues, or can do because it's not safe anymore. And so to be open and honest about how you're feeling is really important, and to reach out for help when help is needed is really important. And I think that a lot of people feel like, well, I'm not going to ask for help. I'll try to go it alone. And I think that that's really, really sad, because there is help available in all different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And being not afraid to be able to ask for help and admit when you're struggling is really a powerful thing.
You know, almost exactly a year ago, for the very first time in my entire life, I was not able to do things I used to do. I suffered a knee injury, had to have surgery. I was on a walker for a month. I was in a wheelchair for a couple of weeks. I didn't handle it well. But something happened that I think I saw my future a little bit, because all of a sudden I started noticing things that I had previously taken for granted. For one thing, my sweetie installed grab bars around our toilet in the bathroom, and they are still there. Because, no, we're healthy now, but we're going to get older. We're going to need them there. I started noticing, like, on the Courthouse Plaza, which I love visiting, if you're on a walk in the Courthouse Plaza, lots of luck, because those beautiful inlaid bricks all have eight sides, and they will catch your walker's wheels. You start noticing things when you're suddenly deprived of just one little skill you always took for granted, and it makes you empathize with people who have to live like that the rest of their lives, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, one of the classes that we teach when we go into assisted livings and into skilled nursing is an empathy class.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young and you're vibrant and, you know, you kind of take things for granted.
You're going to live forever.
You're going to live forever. And so sometimes it's hard to care for someone who's going through loss and change if you can't understand and empathize with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of takeaways in the class and stop and think moments.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, that is life. It is random.
Yeah.
And things can change on a dime.
Yeah.
And it is interesting when you, you know, have, I'm glad you recovered, by the way.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But when you have something that limits you like that, how you start seeing things differently. You know, I injured my shoulder several years ago, and now I have this aversion to things very high on a shelf, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into homes and, you know, dishes are high on a shelf. And it's like, let's move those down to waist level.
Sure.
Where we can grab things easily, you know.
And, you know, we baby boomers always believed we'd never get old. I got old a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a pleasant discovery, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But it forced me to prepare for the future by seeing things in a different light. And in kind of a weird way, it was a blessing in disguise, actually.
Yeah,
it really can be.
Very humbling.
And how can people learn more, first of all, about your talk at the Senior Connection and also about Kindred Hospice?
Well, we can be reached at Kindred Hospice, 928-445-2522. And the talk is on Thursday. That is the 29th, mm-hmm. I believe, at noon at the American Lutheran Church in Prescott.
And we love having Pamela Krieger on anytime. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you.
And I'll have some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yellow Pie Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cardinals visit the Green Bay Packers Sunday morning at 10 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're getting in the Christmas spirit, keep in mind there's movies that will answer that for you. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it is Tuesday Night Classics, and it's the wonderful movie, my favorite holiday film, is called Love Actually. If you've never seen it, it's filmed mostly in Great Britain, and listen to this cast. Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Keira Knightley, Colin Firth, Bill Nighy, who's hilarious, by the way, Laura Linney, Alan Rickman, Rowan Atkinson. And there's a scene involving the purchase of jewelry that will have you falling out of your seat, thanks to Rowan Atkinson. There's a scene involving the Pointer Sisters song Jump. You'll never forget. You'll think about this scene every time you hear Jump the rest of your life. Plus, there's a rendition of the Beach Boys' wonderful song God Only Knows that'll have you leaving the theater with a big smile. Now, all that being said, keep in mind, Love Actually is rated R. There's good reasons for that. So don't bring the kids tonight, but save them maybe for next week or the week after, because the Harkins Theater next Tuesday is carrying the Polar Express on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then the week after, they'll have Home Alone. Or save them for tomorrow night at the Elks Theater when the original classic with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, It's a Wonderful Life, screens at 7 o'clock Wednesday on the Elks Theater, the Prescott Elks Theater big screen. Make sure you take advantage of these wonderful holiday movies. And then, of course, coming up this weekend, we have Handel's Messiah at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. I'll be interviewing Maestro Daryl Rauder Thursday about that. And on tomorrow's show, we will have Jamie DeJoseph from the YMCA, Melanie Eubank from the PCA for Hannah's Heart, and Vicki Paris Goodman for reviewing Handel's Messiah. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, and join me tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.